Well, lots of people have written about Lincoln's assassination, but most scholars and writers who've written about Lincoln have written about public responses. So they've used newspaper articles or sermons or public expressions of condolence, and all of those are important points. But nobody had thought to read through the hundreds and hundreds of letters and diaries and other personal writings that were created in the immediate aftermath of the assassination, so literally in the hours, days, and weeks following Lincoln's assassination. So by reading through these sources, and I did read through hundreds and hundreds of such sources, of course there are many I didn't get to, but by reading through those sources, we get a different vision. We get a vision of a nation that is not united in mourning, which is something that many of the public sources claim. We get a vision of a nation quite divided right at the end of a civil war that terribly divided the nation. So that's what was so interesting to me. The personal responses illuminate a key moment of confusion and conflict that's been left out of the story.
Certainly, people in the South may have taken quite often a different view of Lincoln when he was alive and even in death. Is it your take that maybe people might have felt differently about his assassination had it not been for the Civil War, and especially had it not been so close to the end, the defeat of the Confederacy?
For Confederates, the trauma of the moment was less Lincoln's assassination than the fact that they had just lost this terrible four-year bloody war. And you can see that in personal writings of Confederates, because at times they will make a notation of the assassination but spend most of their time lamenting the defeat. Now, when Confederates thought about Lincoln and Lincoln's assassination, two things happened. First, Confederates did despise Lincoln, and that was because of the Civil War, and of course his election is what prompted secession. But the other point that's so interesting is at the same time the Confederates are celebrating Lincoln's assassination, because it's almost like a moment of reprieve for them from the horror of defeat, they're also worried because they have this sense that Lincoln would have been good to them had he lived, whether or not that's true. So while the freed people are calling Lincoln their best friend after his assassination, so are white Southerners calling Lincoln their best friend right after assassination. By the way, that wasn't something that developed later over the years and decades of the Lost Cause. It was something I found on the day Lincoln died in white Southern writings.
And there has always been that theory that Reconstruction might have gone differently had Lincoln lived. People were worried, you know, what happens to me? What happens to the South? What happens to the way of life that I've known? And especially with somebody unknown taking the White House.
People think at first, or I should really say white Northerners and white Southerners think at first that Andrew Johnson, Lincoln's successor, the vice president, is going to be tougher on former slaveholders and the Confederates because Johnson is known to have hated the Southern aristocracy. African Americans, however, have a sense right from the start that this is not going to be the case. And African Americans know this, and I realize this through reading letters in black newspapers and Frederick Douglass and other kinds of black voices. Johnson's roots are as a poor white Southerner. And they make the point, African American mourners make the point, that Johnson hates black people more than he hates the Southern aristocracy. And that's, of course, what turns out to be true in Reconstruction. Johnson essentially sides with the Confederates and dismisses African Americans. And I have many petitions and letters that African American mourners wrote to Johnson saying things like, think about what your noble predecessor would have done, you know, were he alive. And Johnson does not follow through on the policies of black, not just black freedom. I mean, freedom has been gained, but equality, citizenship, land, education. So we do not know, we cannot know what would have happened had Lincoln lived. But there is a sense, and Frederick Douglass makes this point, that he would have listened to black petitioners. He would have listened to African Americans, the freed people, black politicians, black leaders, in a way that Johnson did not. Johnson dismissed those people out of hand when the war was over and he took the presidency.
For African Americans, they had had one of their, you know, one of the greatest victories that they had known up to that point during Lincoln's presidency, emancipation. Without Lincoln there, many of them felt as though that the rug would be pulled back out from under them, correct?
Absolutely. Of course, African Americans had been critical of Lincoln during the war. They thought that he was too slow to act upon emancipation. By the time the war was over, Lincoln had been influenced greatly by African Americans and by white abolitionists as well. And of course, there was the Emancipation Proclamation by then. There was the second inaugural address by then, in which Lincoln made clear that slavery was the cause of the war and God would not let the war end until slavery was over. And then there was the last speech that Lincoln made. Of course, no one knew it would be his last speech when he stood on the White House balcony on April 11th, in which he hinted at his preference for suffrage for certain groups of black men. So once Lincoln was assassinated, African Americans, you're absolutely right, were devastated and proceeded to invoke Lincoln as a model of a radicalism that he may or may not have lived up to had he lived. But the fear among African Americans was very great, and white mourners conceded that the loss was greater for African Americans than for themselves. In their diaries and letters, they would make that point.